Texas Women's University has given away a lot of money. Actually, the Center for Women Entrepreneurs has given away $2.37 million in grant funding to over 450 women spread across Texas. And they're getting ready to give away some more. So it's probably a good time to check in with them. They've been working on this for a very long time. Tracy Irby is Texas Women's University Director of the Center for Women Entrepreneurs. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
So how about of this money, who gets the money? What's the criteria?
Okay, it's very competitive, but it is we do open the grants and then we do judging on them. So it's not just judges from TWU, but we have some outside entrepreneurs that look at these as well. So we're looking with the specific for the Start Her grant are businesses that are 5 years or less, but have at least filed their formation documents. So their LLC, sole proprietor, corporation, anything like that. And so then it goes through the judging process where we look at what is their business? How is this project going to help grow their business? Those are the things that we look for.
Are you looking for any kind of business? Can it be any sort of a business that they come up with as long as it's women owned?
Yes, that is the great part. They have to at least be 51% owned. This will be the ninth round of this grant. And it's so much fun because it can be almost any kind of business. So we've had, last year we had an oyster farmer.
I'm guessing that was probably not in North Texas.
No, not here, but we've had professionals, we've had occupational therapists, dentists, lawyers. We have from all different types of positions. So it's not related just to one type business.
You know, it's interesting, though, in this day and time, women still need sort of set asides for this? Is it harder for them to get money for businesses?
So, funding is difficult for all entrepreneurs, but it is typically harder for women. In venture capital, they get less than 3%. So in many of these, it is still difficult to get funding, especially for a startup, because banks don't want you unless you've been in business for 2 years, because there's such a high rate of people not finishing their business.
Yeah, this is like that riddle of, you know, you can't get credit because you don't have existing credit.
Exactly. So it is still difficult to get funding for startups.
So the application process, is it a difficult application process?
No. And we have three words that we want everyone to know when they do this. Read, read, read. Because our guidelines are on there. We ask for them to answer certain questions. We've even made it where it says, copy and paste this and put it in the application form, because we need the questions that we're asking answered. We don't want a business plan. We don't want 100 pages of something. We want it short, succinct, because we get hundreds of applications. So we have to be able to see the questions that we ask for them to be eligible.
There are different criteria too. I don't know if it's under these grants, but I know you've got their veteran women grants and their Texas rural women grants, lots of special categories.
Yes. So the qualifications are pretty much the same on all of them, but they will vary. Obviously, rural has to be in a county of 50,000 or less. Veterans, they have to be a veteran, so they get that. But a lot of the requirements for doing that are the same. We tweak it every year a little. Something will come up and we're like, oh, we need to add that to the guidelines.
You know, you were talking about the grant for the oyster farmer, and I mean, it jogs my memory. You know, this is Texas Women's University. We think of it as Denton and sort of North Texas, but the fact is, I mean, you've got businesses in Corpus and Austin and Abilene, and you really are a statewide organization.
Yes, we're funded by the state legislature just to help promote women entrepreneurs anywhere in Texas. You don't have to be affiliated with the university system to apply for our grants.
So the application process is going on now. You go to what, twu.edu, and find the grant applications?
Well, we're TWU CWE, and our Start Her grant is going to open on August 26th. So we wait a little bit closer to have the final guidelines, but there are guidelines from last year on there, so you can look and get an idea. We don't usually change it that much, but we'll tweak something here or make something a little more clear. So we typically wait till that opens, but it's pretty much the same every year.
You know, and then also I noted that the university is sponsoring a leadership summit too. That's mid-September this year, September the 19th, and that's again specifically for women, right?
Yes, well, men have come to that before too. Yes, that's leading the Lone Star State, and that is for Texas women in public service. It's a summit for them as well, where they can learn from other women who are in public administration, elected office, and government through. It's a great summit.
I look forward to hearing more about that. And also to see, you know, the kind of candidates you're getting, you know, coming in for the grants. I mean, this is not as tough as Shark Tank, for example, right?
No. But there are requirements. So we don't just give funding either. You are required to do three to get the second half of funding, 3 hours of small business advising, attend our small business training course. So again, we don't just give money. And the new businesses, we make them do a complete business plan. So there are requirements on getting the grant and getting your second half of funding.
All right, Tracy Irby is TWU's director of the CWE, the Center for Women Entrepreneurs. And that's where they go to find this, right? Within the TWU website.
TWU CWE, or just put in TWU Center for Women Entrepreneurs, and it will co go to our page. And we also have a dedicated grants email, CWE grants at TWU.edu, where all questions are answered, because we ask for all of those to be in writing, so there's verification of what was said.
Like I say, it'll be fun to see some of the candidates. Tracy Irby, our guest today, thanks for being with us. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.